to Frontline Worship Center. It is Sunday, November 26th, and we are so glad. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. We are excited to worship with you today, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to get started with a song called Amazing Grace, but I just wanted to read the chorus real quick because the words of these songs we're going to sing this morning have really been gripping my heart in the last day or so. It says, "This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me." It's just so amazing when you think of all that Jesus did. And there's so many amazing worship songs that we can sing, and we will. But when it just at the end of the day, it just comes back to the cross of Christ, that Jesus laid down his life. He became the propitiation for our sins. Our sin, our debt, our weakness, our sickness, it was all nailed to the cross. It was nailed to his body. It was put upon Jesus. He is the Lamb slain. Jesus is the Lamb slain for the remission of sins for the whole world. So we just focus our hearts on you this morning. King Jesus, you are the victorious one. You are the victorious one. You are the Lion and the Lamb, and you're roaring over your people this morning, but you're also that slain Lamb. So we thank you, Father. It is such a joy and an honor to worship you in this house this morning in unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We just fix our gaze on you and on your death and on your resurrection, on all that you've done for us. And we thank you that we're no longer slaves of sin and of fear, but we are dead indeed to sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. We're alive today. We're alive because of what Jesus did. We're no longer slaves to sin. Thank you, Lord. So we're just going to sing these songs with our eyes fixed and focused on Jesus this morning.
Whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings.
Yeah, if you could stand, we'll sing that again.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all.
Justice shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. Set our hearts on you.
silence every other thought. We focus on you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. great I am. Who is worthy? None beside me. God Almighty, you're the great I am. The mountains shake before you. The demons run and flee at the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell for any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am. The great.
Of the Most High God. We're standing on holy ground. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is here. Oh. Oh. Cleanse us by the blood of the Lamb. We're standing on holy ground. Oh, we're standing on holy ground. Oh, we bow low, we go low, we surrender in the presence of the Almighty God. Beside thee, God.
God Almighty, great I am.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, great I am. You're the great I am. None beside. The mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell for any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am.
The great I am.
The great I am.
The great I am.
You do miracles today. You do to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, silencing my every fear, silencing. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
Let's sing that again from the beginning.
The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, silencing my every fear, silencing my every. I believe in you.
God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
Oh, God of miracles. Oh, 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 you're so good. We put our trust in you.
Reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins, his life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you.
Who brings raise the dead to life. You're the God of miracles, the God of miracles, the God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles, miracles, the God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the power who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. And he is saying, I fight your battles, I fight your battles, I go to bat for you, I fight your battles, I fight your battles, I fight your battles, I fight your battles. So do not fear today. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. And it's not hopeless. Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. Sing it out. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. God of the breakthrough. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, call on you today, Lord of the breakthrough. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti, we call on you today. Sing in the spirit. Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti. We call on you today. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mapalti. Call on you today. Here in your presence, in the presence of the Holy Spirit and of angels. Oh, oh, oh. Many, many angels.
Because grace in every way. Wonderful, you're beautiful, you're glorious, matchless in every way. Wonderful, beautiful, glorious, matchless in every way.
Open up the gates for the King of Glory. Open up the gates. Open up the gates. Open up the gates for the King of Glory. Open up the gates. Open up the gates. Open up the gates for the King of Glory. Who is this coming down on the clouds on a white horse? Prepare your hearts, prepare your hearts, for he is coming, yes, he is coming. Prepare your hearts for the King of Glory.
Jesus, we honor you. Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh.
Faithful and true, Lord. Mighty one. Holy one.
Faithful and true.
Holy one.
You don't tell a lie.
Jesus, you created everyone and everything. You're here in our midst, Lord. Lord, we're grateful. We're thankful. Lord, we love you. Jesus, this morning, we look to you, the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith. Lord, no one else compares to you. Nothing else compares to you, Jesus. You're the only one, the holy one, the beautiful one. There's so many names to describe you. And Lord, we rightfully set our focus and our affection on you, our entire lives on you, because you're so good, so worthy, Lord, so lovely. Lord, we thank you for revelation of who you are in a new way, Lord. Lord, as we enter into a time of communion, we just position our hearts to continue to receive. We want to see new aspects of your heart, Lord. We want to know you deeper because you are faithful. You are true. Lord, we're in love with you. Not only for what you can do for us, Lord. That's so minor. Lord, it's who you are. There's no one like you, Jesus. Lord, we just clear out the description of you in Philippians 2. That, Lord, you existed in the form of God. That you gave no thought to seizing equality with God as your supreme prize. Instead, Jesus, you emptied yourself of your outward glory by reducing yourself to the form of a lowly servant. Jesus, you became human. You humbled yourself and became vulnerable. Lord, you chose to be revealed as a man. And Lord, you were obedient. Jesus, that you are a perfect example. Even in your death, a criminal's death by crucifixion. And Jesus, because of your obedience to that, your Father has exalted you and multiplied your greatness. You, Jesus, have now been given the greatest of all names. That your authority in your name causes every knee to bow in reverence. And everything and everyone will one day submit to your name in the heavenly realm, in the earthly realm, and in the demonic realm. And every tongue will proclaim in every language that Jesus Christ is Lord Yahweh, bringing glory and honor to God your Father. Jesus, you are exalted. You are exalted over the earth, over our lives, over our hearts. Lord, there's no problem too difficult for you, no situation or circumstance beyond redemption, beyond your hand, beyond your heart. And this morning, Lord, as we partake of communion, Lord, we're saying yes and amen to you. So I pray that these elements would be sanctified, Lord. The blood that was shed, the body that was broken. Jesus, we don't take it lightly. We enter in full faith and surrender and declare that you are Lord of our life. That's what we do when we partake of communion, and don't take that lightly this morning. That if you have a relationship with Jesus, if you've surrendered yourself to him entirely, then as we partake, we're declaring out that we are his and our full life is surrendered to him. So Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your body broken for us, Lord. Lord, we We thank you for your blood that was shed. The blood of the new covenant that you've established with us, where you uphold all ends of it. Your blood, Lord, that cleanses us and redeems us. Your blood that sets us apart, Lord. Blood that brings healing and restoration, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we just seal this time in your presence. And Lord, as we transition, Lord, we're going to continue to receive from your heart, from your love, from your grace, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. And we're so excited to have Pastor Jose here. And also we're sharing from Ghana experiences as well. So we have a packed morning. And Pastor Jose, as you know, Pastor Jose Novella, has been here since before Relentless Pursuit, blessed us so much with what God gave him, what he offered. And then right after RP, he took off to go to various states. And he just got back. So he's leaving tomorrow. So it's very short time, just this weekend. So he's busy packing and getting ready to get on a plane tomorrow. And so he is coming. He's going to share just a few words. And obviously we have some of the goods left over here that we still have available for you if anyone wants to make a donation for a Christmas present for someone. You can see somebody, I don't know who, probably Andy. We'll put Andy in charge of that, okay, right now. And if you would like to do that, see him for the prices, because we have prices, suggested donations from Relentless Pursuit. And we do have some shirts, we have some purses, some bags, and I think we have some of the hats up there. I'm not sure if they were put up there. I don't know if Haley is still here somewhere. But if Haley is around, I know there were a couple. Okay, there you are. This light is right in your eyes. So I didn't know if there were any in the bag, leftover hats that Linda made. You didn't see any there? Okay. We took many to Africa with us, but I thought there were some left over this morning, but maybe not. We did. We purchased many and then gave them as gifts out in Ghana. So it's really fun having Pastor Jose in America from Africa, and we're over in Africa, which is kind of crazy. I thought of you so many times thinking, what's going on in Tennessee? What's going on in Florida? What's going on in Chicago? And all the different places that Pastor Jose was visiting. So he blessed so many. Power of God went wherever he was. Power of God was there. Presence of God was there. So we're so blessed today to have him with us, and he's going to share a few words, whatever is on his heart. There can be more than a few, whatever he wants to say. But again, just look over here and see the goods, see the beautiful purses that we still have several of, and I'm not sure about the hats. But we really, Haley, if you want to come up here and speak a little bit about this, that'd be great. What we have now, I just saw them this morning, so I'm very excited about that. You can explain what these are, and Haley's been running and putting all this together. Oh, we do have a couple of hats. Great. Okay. You can put one on and show them what it looks like. We'll put it up here. These were a big hit in Ghana, let me tell you. Like, wow. So Linda made these. Do you want to put the other one up? Oh, there are some prices up here. Some suggested donations. That's great. All right. So if you want to go ahead and explain what we have here, that'd be great.
So Pastor Jose, I think you have four teams for CISA, yes? Is it four total? And for the older two teams, he was looking for a full set of jerseys for them to wear. during games. And so we have two different colors, same design, but two different colors. And so it was very fun. I got to design a few. I think Angela and Ashley were around when I was designing them. I was having the time of my life. It was fun. but you can see here, Brillo do Sol, sunshine, with the logos. It's very like nicely done. If you want to come up and just look at it, it's not patched at all. The design is completely like, I think it's called sublimation. I'm not entirely sure how it works, but somehow using heat in the material, they get the design right on there. Everything's nice and smooth and athletic material, no patches. And so we're really impressed with them. Each set comes with a short as well. So right now we have navy blue shorts. We might be getting different colors. We're seeing about that. But yes, so we're very excited about that.
Thank you, Haley, for doing that. I'm excited about it. This is very cool. And we had these patches done several years ago, and we ordered that, we designed them and ordered them with PJ's help of how to put it together, their official patch, which is really cool, with hopes at some point we'd have something like this. And now we do. So I'm very excited because the others were iron-on and wasn't the best patches come off, but we did what we could do. So we're very excited about that. And we will be getting information to you if you would like to sponsor an outfit or you just want to donate now. That's fine, and we'll make sure that your name is attached to all that. So we love it. Mama Linda has been sewing up a storm. This is all that we know is left over. So there may be some things back at the house, but if you would like some things, that would be great. And they'll be here. They're not going back with Pastor Jose. So very, very happy. So Pastor Jose, come up and give your so long farewell, message of hope, whatever God's putting on your heart. We're so glad you're here this morning. Can we just give Pastor Jose a big thank you? Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Good morning. How are you all? Praise the Lord. I am great too. And excited. Tomorrow I'm going back to Africa. And you know what? It's very hot. God. You know, God is burning fire. So I am fine. Yeah. Because God, He is a fire Himself. So I'm not afraid. When I'm in Africa, I am very close to God. Hey. Hallelujah. Just want to really thank you for everything. I am a blessed man. And I am praying that in February, I'm going to see you in Africa. If you don't want to go, just go. There's no problem on going to Africa. So I won't take long. I will be very short. But my shortest is 1 hour and a half. So it doesn't matter. The word of God, you know, is power. The word of God is a bread of life. So we can stay here all day long. Hearing the word of God. Okay, I'm so blessed. Thank you for sponsoring the team. This is not just a team. This is the kingdom of God. I mean, I'm taking care of many of these kids from indigent families. I'm helping the families with small businesses and helping the kids to go to school. buying exercise books and uniforms. So thank you. May the Lord bless you, because men of these kids, they will enjoy the new jerseys and it will be amazing, you know. So may the Lord really bless you. Going to the Word of God. Let's go to 2 Samuel 21, verse 15 to 17. 2 Samuel 21, 15 to 17. Are you putting it in? Good. Waiting for you. Fine. Ah, Jesus. No, 21, 15 to 17. You like Mephibosheth? Ah, Jesus. Yes, 21, 15 to 17. Okay, are you gonna show all the verses? Good, thank you. Yeah, well, this is when David was in his battles, and the Bible said that he took his servants and he went with them to fight. You know, this was really a long history fight, because we know that David had killed the giant, and David went to fight and he became weary. So come on, let's go quickly. I want to go to Africa, please. Yeah, it is 15 to 17. Oh, yeah. So, the Bible says that Ish-benob, who was among the descendants of the giant. See, David had killed the giant, but wasn't the end. Okay? The enemy will not give up in you. He will come often and often to try to kill you, to destroy you. The Bible says that the descendants of Goliath, they went against David. And for sure, in this time, David was a little bit older. He wasn't with all his strength, but he was a warrior, continuing fighting. So it's what we have to do continuously. We are fighting. We are not giving up, because the enemy will come and always will try to put us down. He will try. That is his mission. He will try because he is the liar. He will try because he wants to destroy the sons and daughters. So they went to the war. And the Bible says, this giant, he got a new sword. And he was like, David had killed one of us, but today I will kill him. And he was very excited. So he gets very encouraged when David gets weary. And he went straight to him. So the reason I'm bringing this to you is we need each other. We need each other. If David was alone, he could be killed because he was weary. He couldn't defend himself. He couldn't fight himself. So the Bible said that one of his servants went straight to the giant and he killed the giant. And they said to David, this is your last time to go with us to fight. That will not extinguish the lamp of Israel. You know what? It's not about yourself. It's about the family. That's why the Lord created a man and woman. That they will be together. They will help each other. They will lift up each other. They will encourage each other. It's about the team. Let's work together. Because the enemy, if you are selfish, he will destroy you. If you are selfish, you will not achieve the goal. If you are selfish, it's not possible. So that's why sometimes you are in the problem and suddenly you will see yourself free. Many times you don't know even why. There's a people praying for you. There's a people fasting for you. There's a people giving themselves for you, for your life. There's a people that are saying, I will not sleep without praying for somebody. We need each other. Tell your neighbor, we need each other. Oh, Jesus, you didn't say nothing. I saw you. Tell your neighbor, we need each other. Jesus, this is the time of the preacher. You got to obey the preacher. Hallelujah. So this was the first point. Let's go to the second point. I will be quickly today. Okay, let's read to Samuel, 1 Samuel 16:11. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Mama Kaya. Yes, and Samuel said to Jesse, there's all the children. And he said, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he is tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. Let's go to the Luke 1, verse 80. Will be so many verses today. Ah, Jesus. Not 18, 80. Good, let's go together. Let's flow. Let's flow. And the child continued to grow and become strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Something very special that is making me to bring this scripture. We see that David was in the bush taking care of the sheep of his father. And he was doing his mission. We all have a mission to do. So there's a small problem here, because there's a times that we don't want to do the mission where we're supposed to do. We are thinking that we have to do what we want to do the way we want to do. So we are thinking about positions. We are thinking about, I want to show them how better I can do. So today, in these days, you get in the Facebook, you find everybody is showing on about what he's doing. And now David was in the bush, very far from the televisions, very far from the Facebooks, very far from everybody, but was in the mission. He knew that was my mission is in the bush. I will be alone, but it's okay. I will suffer, but it's okay. I don't care about what other people will say about me. Because sometimes when you are in the bush, it's kind that you are not qualified. And even your family will come and will release some negative words. I think David's father wasn't very good for his son. And then something that is making me not good with Jesse. He knew that David needed his support. So when was the time to bring his children? He just forget about David. He abused David. Because when your father is forgetting about you, who else will remember you? And the prophet is asking, they are all of them? And he said, no, is when he remembers. There's still one, but he's in the bush. It's like I didn't call him because he wasn't qualified. But listen, the Lord took David to the bush because he was qualified. He trained David in the bush. He led David to be strong in what he was doing. David, he faced the lion, he faced the bear, and he killed both because he was trained and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was in the bush, but he was obeying the Holy Spirit. He was in the bush, but he was learning. He was in the bush, but he was humble. He was in the bush, but he was the one who could stand. Because the Lord couldn't take somebody who couldn't stand. This was a big challenge. David was in the bush, being prepared to be the king. He wasn't in the university. He wasn't in the big schools. He was in the bush. And listen here, the Lord, he has his ways to do things. He's not depending with people. He will take somebody that you think that is not qualified, and he will empower him. He will take the humble and he will empower him. David was there, suffering, defending the sheep, giving his heart. He was doing with all his heart. He was like, if I have to die, I will die defending my mission, defending what my father had trusted me to do, defending. I can die, I don't care. I will face anything that will come to step me. I will kill everything that will come to take my blessing away, to take what the Lord made me to. I can die, but I will stand, I will fight. And you know what? We have to stand sometimes in the places where we think that I am qualified to do more than what I'm doing. We have to stand. We have to cry to the Lord that he will give us a wisdom. He will give us a power. He will give us an understanding of his heart. We have to stand and say, Lord, I am here. Doesn't matter what's gonna happen. People can talk, people can say whatever they need, the enemy can come. I will stand because I know I am chosen to be in the mission. I am chosen to do the will of God. I am chosen to be the one to grow. I am chosen to be the one to see the glory. I am chosen to be the one to see the miracle. I'm chosen to be the one to walk with the Lord. I am chosen. I will stand. I will not give up. I will not give myself. I will be there and I will say, Lord, do in you your way. I am ready to receive whatever you have for me. I will stand because I am the son. I will stand. I will stand. I will not give up. I know it will be difficult. I know sometimes I will cry. I know what I have to face. But you know, it's me with my God. It's me with my call. I know I have the calling. I know I have to walk even when it's difficult, even when so that people will run away. I will stand because I know my Father. My Father will give me strength. My Father will give me wisdom. My Father will give me the anointing to stand against the enemy. I will stand because it's not about me. It's about my Father. I will stand because I know that the Lord cannot forsake me. I will stand because I know there's anointing in the presence. I will stand. I will stand. Oh, I will stand. Oh, sometimes it's so difficult to be in the bush, man, when other people are watching televisions, other people are in the big universities, to be in the bush like crazy, like a son who is not okay in the mind, will be difficult if you wanna be in the kingdom of God. I am telling you, you got to be very close to your dad, because your dad will equip you. Your dad will make you very strong. The lions will come and they will be killed. The mouth of the lion will be shouted, because your Lord is with you. He will protect you. He will anoint you. The anointing that breaks the yoke will be within you. I know this is time to stand with your Father. I know this is time to say, oh, my Father, doesn't matter where I'm going. Doesn't matter if the cost. Doesn't matter what other people are saying. I am telling you, it's time to reign with your King. It's time to reign with your King. And he had trusted you. It doesn't matter where you are. Sometimes you think, no, this is a spot of non-qualified people. Hey, if you are not qualified in God, you are qualified. It doesn't depend what other people are saying. If you are not qualified in the eyes of other people, in God, you are qualified. Listen here, he took David. He was in the bush. David wasn't in the school, but he was qualified. And the enemy can say to you, look at him. The enemy will provoke you. The enemy will like to destroy you. But you know, you are qualified. You are the son. You are the daughter. You are qualified. You are the chosen one. You are qualified. The anointing is in you. You are qualified. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what you do. You are qualified. You are qualified because the Lord has chosen you. You are qualified, not because of a man, but because your Father had put you in the spot to be prepared and to face so many challenges, but you will overcome. You will overcome. Oh, my Jesus. You are qualified. Oh, listen, in your family, people can forget you. People can say you don't deserve. Look at him, he's crazy. These things of salvation are making him crazy. You know, you are qualified. And when they talk like that, you got to pay attention, because they gonna be a great testimony tomorrow. You are qualified. Just stand and fight. You know, you got to be reckless. You got to take the challenge. You got to take the risk. It's time that your Father will walk with you. Your Father will bless you. And you are not sitting down. You are marching. And you know, whatever you will face, you are marching, because you know you are the soldier. You are marching because
because you know you are qualified through the Holy Spirit. People will say what they will say, but you will be excited and you will face your challenges. You are qualified. You are. Rabakata. Hey, let's go to the Luke 1:8. Oh, it is here. And he was growing continuously. And he was in the desert. He was in the bush too. Oh, I like being the bush. Being in the bush. So see, these two guys, they were in the bush. David was getting prepared to be a king. And John was preparing the way of the Lord. My God, I like the bush. I like the bush. Because something great is coming from the bush. He was preparing. Just imagine. He was in the bush preparing the way of our King Jesus. He was out of his family, out of his friends. He was about himself. You know, when you are sure about your call, you are not worried about other people. You go to eat because you know what you are doing. You know you have meet the Lord. You know you have the word. So John was growing and he was in the bush. Hey, John was growing in the spirit, getting strong every day. And now I'm telling you, you got to be strong in the spirit. You got to grow. You got to understand. You got to have his wisdom. You got to grow. You got you know, you deny yourself. You let God instruct you. You let God let you grow. You let God attacking his position in you. John was growing and getting strong in the spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we need the Holy Spirit. You know, without the Holy Spirit, we are nothing. We are mess. Because sometimes you will fight the Holy Spirit without knowing that you are fighting the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you will see nothing going okay with you. You don't know how, and you will keep praying like away Satan. But your problem, you are not growing in the spirit. We are created to grow. We are created to achieve the goal. We are created to get closer to him every day, every time. John was growing. Let's grow together. Let's do it together. Let's go forward together. He was growing and he was strong. I am so excited that when you are strong in the spirit, you are weak. I'm so excited. Because when you are strong in the spirit, you are not showing muscles. You don't have any muscle. You are weak. You come down. You go to the river. I believe somebody has to go to the river. Somebody has to grow. And you know the scale of God. When you are up is when you are down. Let's go to the river. And the river always goes down. It doesn't go higher. So it's time to be strong. Being strong, you will forgive. Being strong, you will bless others. Being strong, you will offer yourself as a sacrifice. John was growing every day. And we need to grow. We need the wisdom. We need the word. We need the anointing. We need Jesus. We need. We cannot do nothing without Jesus, without Holy Spirit. We got to be strong. We open ourselves and we say, Lord, fill me up with your Holy Spirit. But be careful, because you're gonna be crazy. You will not understand what you are doing. Will be not about what you learn in the school. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit and can take you ups and down. And you know, your friends can say, what are you doing? Are you crazy? I remember when Heidi went to Mozambique, our family was like, what are you doing, Heidi? We paid a lot of money for you to go to school. You are a doctor, and today you are going to sit in the garbage dump. That is the Holy Spirit that took Heidi from here in America, a doctor, and she went to sit down in the garbage dump. She went to sit down around the streets. Are you crazy? Yes, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, you're crazy. Because you don't know what to do. And you obey. The Holy Spirit will lead you where to go. When you will want to sit down, the Holy Spirit will touch you and you will stand up. You will want to go this direction, will lead you to another direction. You will want to say a word, will give you another word. You will see things in different ways because the Holy Spirit is leading you. And this Spirit is Spirit that talks. This Spirit is Spirit that hears. This Spirit is Spirit of power. There's a power on the Holy Spirit. So I came to tell you, let's grow together. As John was growing, doesn't matter where you are, take your position, take a place of your call, and do it with Jesus. You know what? Don't trust yourself here, because here is the problem. Don't trust yourself here. Just hear the Holy Spirit. Don't be the one who takes the decisions. The decisions comes from the Holy Spirit, comes from the Father. You know, sometimes we really don't know what we are doing till the Lord will show up. So we are waiting in the Holy Spirit, enjoying. Ah, Jesus, praise the Lord. I'm so excited. And I just came to tell you, let's be strong in the Holy Spirit. Let's be humble. Because see, both of them, David was full of the Holy Spirit, was in the bush. He was full of the Holy Spirit. And John was strong in the Holy Spirit, was in the bush. Not because they didn't want to be in the family, but because they hear the Lord. There's the things that you're going to do, hearing the Lord. And in the eyes of people will be crazy. But that is from the Lord. May the Lord bless you. And I will just want to ask you to come forward. The first thing we're going to do, we will pray for each other, bless each other. We need each other. Don't forget. So let's bless each other. Come forward, please. Try to be quickly. Time has gone. Yeah. Try to be quickly. I know you. You are Americans. You are very quickly. Okay, I just want to ask you to bless one today. Just bless one, lift up one, encourage one right now. Yes, pray for him. Pray for him. There's still people without nobody to pray for. Amen. Go and, okay, that's fine. Our mom just went to pray. Bless him. Please release positive words. Words from the Holy Spirit. Pray for him. Encourage him. Just receive, 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 receive. Pray, pray for him, bless him. We need each other. We need each other. Lift up him, lift up her. Pray, 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 pray. Declare blessings, declare blessings. Pray, 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 pray. The Lord is telling me that there's a problems that are getting broken right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my brother. Thank you for my sister. Father, I bless him. I bless her. Father, more of your presence, more of your Holy Spirit, more of your fire, a cleansing fire, cleansing fire. Father, I pray for your presence. I pray, Father, that you will take Sheka Baba Suko Robo Sheka. You will take hey, Baba Kanda. You will take your position in him, in her. Father, bless his family, bless her family in the name of Jesus. Bless her sons and daughters. Bless his sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. Bless even the friends that are surrounding him daily. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And now you will lift up your hands and you will say, more, Lord. More, Lord. Fill me one more time with your Holy Ghost. Receive, receive it. Sheka Baba, receive. Receive. Ha ha ha. Receive, receive. Ha 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 ha. He he he. Receive. Yeah, you're right. He he he. Hey! Sheka Baba Soko. Rabba Babasi, receive it. Don't deny the authority. Receive it. Because the Holy Spirit will give you authority. So receive it. Don't deny it. It's time to receive. Hey, Shika Baba. Thank you, Lord. It can be in silence. Now, sometimes you go back home, you are sleeping, he will visit you. Ha 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 ha. And he will give you joy. The Holy Spirit, ha ha ha. Hey, hey, hey. Hoo hoo hoo. Ha ha ha. Uraba sheke. The Holy Spirit, ha ha ha. Hey, 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 hey. Ha ha. Ha. Hey, 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 hey.
Ah, hey, whoo, ha, yeah, yeah, you're right, ha, ha, ha. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you need muscles, that receive the joy. Ah. If you need muscles, just receive the joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Ah. Ooh. Yeah, receiving the joy, you are lifting. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, 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 hey. Wow. Yeah. Today is your last day to be sad. Ah. Last day. It's the last day. No sadness. This is amazing. You know, when people will insult you, you will be like, ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Yes. When you get a laughter, you are getting ready to appear to the people. You know, because when you are sad, man, you don't know how you are looking like. In Okeechobee, a lady came to me saying, I'm depressed. And I said, in the name of Jesus, just receive a joy. And she was, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, she was healed. The joy of the Lord is our strength. She was healed. And after she came to me, she was like, oh, Pastor, thank you for your ha, 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 ha. I think it's the Holy Spirit. Ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. Woo, woo, woo. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for your presence. We thank you that you will keep on modeling us, preparing us. Time has come, your time, that we will reign with you. Time has come where we will not just drink a milk, but we will eat the steak. Time has come where, Father, we will just follow you and go wherever you send us to be prepared to grow, to be the kingdom people, real kingdom people. Time has come where people are to see you in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the families, for frontline family. Thank you, Lord. Let us grow. Let us be strong. Let us humble ourselves. Let us receive daily, not just today, not just tomorrow, day after day, day after day. We are growing. We are receiving. We are understanding. We are getting your wisdom day after day. Father, help us. We are desperate without you. We are desperate without the Holy Spirit. We are desperate without your word. Help us, Lord. We need you. We want to go with you. We want to obey you. We want to grow in your presence. Father, if we have to be crazy, doesn't matter. We're going to be crazy in you. Thank you, Jesus. As my mother was saying, I am happy because Jose is crazy in Jesus. Oh, Rabba Sheke. Crazy in Jesus. Let be reckless. Let take the risk. Let take the challenge. Time has come and the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Time has come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
The time has come. You know, we don't explain Holy Spirit away. There is no explanation because Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. And we're very grateful, Holy Spirit, that you're here. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that you're taking everything off. That you're removing the chains. Hindrances are falling away. Opinions are fading away. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the freedom that you're bringing through, Pastor Haha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we've had the privilege of knowing him for so many years and that he's a man of great influence in the kingdom. A very influential man in Mozambique. And Father, he's given the message that you've given him to give. So we thank you, Father, that we shift with you. We believe with you. And Father, where we couldn't or didn't or don't want to receive, we lay that at your feet. And we say, Holy Spirit, change me. Help me. Help my mind. That is strong one way that cannot receive, if that is the case. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that this is the time. This is the time to get going. This is the time to go forward. This is the time for your kingdom breakthrough, your kingdom strategy. And I hear the Lord speaking, what will you do? What will you do with what you've heard? And I say, yes. Yes, we hear you, Holy Spirit, and that's all that matters, and that's all that makes sense right now. So we thank you, Father, that you're shaking us up on the inside. You're shaking us up. You're shaking our thinking. You're shaking our opinions. You're shaking everything right now. Anything that can be shaken is being shaken. When I spoke with Pastor Jose this morning, I told him that we'll be sharing as the Lord leads. That's always the caveat for our Ghana trip and also whatever the Lord puts on your heart. And he looked at me and I said, whatever it is what it is. And that's how we roll. That's how we operate. So what you received was what he heard. and what he received and what he released to us. And my strong suggestion, is to watch it again on live stream. It won't be live when you watch it. And just take that time to digest the different verses that God has given Pastor Jose for us. Pastor Jose has been brought into many ministerial positions around throughout Mozambique and in many states in the nation, in this nation, but all throughout Mozambique with many churches and leaders, and he is extremely close to Jesus and Holy Spirit and Father, and he has great love for this body of people and great trust and affection for a very long time, so he knows us well. So the Holy Spirit moves through him and entrusts him with the messages to give us that might not feel so good for some. But I'm highly encouraged. I'm highly strengthened by this message. And I believe that the Lord has overtaken him again when he preaches. There's something that happens in the spirit with him and is fun to watch, but is better to receive. And I really believe that there's a gate that's open for us. There's a door that's open, and the Lord is saying, walk through that. He gave us very powerful passages to consider for our ministry here, for the ministries overseas, for those who are watching in Cote d'Ivoire, hello, in Ghana, hello, and in Brazil, hello, and any place else we are watching, hello. This is for you as well. So all of us who went to Ghana are here thinking we're going to share today. And guess what? We're not. And it's so funny because next week is Gift of Christmas, you know, and it's like, okay, great. So come ready to receive whatever God tells us to do next Sunday after Gift of Christmas. And we'll share what we share. We'll do what we do. We had some upside down things going on today, and I love it. If the Ghana team can come up so that those who are watching can see that some of the clothes that we're given we're wearing, some I can't fit into. So I'm wearing one shirt. You can see this before we, close off. You can see what was given to us, and we do have a lot to share that was very powerful. One thing for me personally, I don't look like any of them up here. I've got a shirt that's all about fish. What? Yeah, let me show you the back. Okay. There it is. National Fish Festival, yes. And Rachel can, or Ash can hold up what I got. That goes with a pair of pants that Ashley has, but those are up to my knees or something, so I can't wear those. Not quite. But anyway, and then Pastor Bill has something from Cote d'Ivoire on, from one of our people that we brought in from Cote d'Ivoire, brought 8 people in. Alex and crew, hello, if you're watching. And so that was given to him, and the rest were given to us from Mama Vera and Pastor Samuel. And then this is from Prince. I want to give you his exact title, because this is from something that Pastor Jose actually was used by God to put together, and I want you to hear it. His name is Prince Frank Adza. He is the deputy director of finance and administration, ministries of fisheries and aquaculture development for the government in Ghana. And Pastor Jose had dinner with the president of Ghana, president of Mozambique, and this particular gentleman was there. So they connected, and he invited Pastor Jose to come, and he says, well, friends of mine are going. I probably won't be. So we took that and ran with it, and then we connected with Prince 2 different times. And the second time was at Independence Square, right by the ocean. Those of you who've traveled with us in the early days know about that. And you've seen Independence Square. And they had a great big festival dealing with fisheries and aqua development. And we met other dignitaries, not just Prince, and we're connected in. You'll see some pictures next week. But anyway, they gave Bill and I these shirts, and I wanted to wear that today in case they're watching as well. But we believe that this is a political entrance into Ghana, connected with Mozambique, and it can connect us also deeper into the areas of fighting human trafficking, where children are in child labor, child slavery. We can leave it at that right now. So it was just a very good connection, and then to see how we might best fit into that as Frontline Ministries International for the next time that they have one of these festivals that we went to. And then we went to the governmental buildings, which is really good because we've had words spoken over us that we will be involved in the political realm in some respect and fashion. And I know that Mike and Joe and Michelle have gone and connected with some political folks early on when we first started going to Ghana. So the Lord seems to maybe resurrecting some of that, and we'll see where that goes and how it ties into Mozambique. That remains to be seen. So we're very excited about that. So we want to just thank God for all of your support, all these fine-looking white cream-colored people and our and all of these things. But to do this trip justice, to just stand up and say it was great is probably not enough. We want to give God glory. So as it stands, we'll just pick this up again next week. And we just want to bless Pastor Jose for everything that he gave to us today and also throughout Relentless Pursuit. If you happen to know him well and track with what he's offered to us over the many years, Pastor Jose is a visionary. He's a builder. He has such a powerful apostolic call and anointing for many nations, particularly Mozambique, but also here in America. So he runs with us closely and has a lot to offer us so that we don't hit a wall or go the wrong direction. And sometimes the words are extremely, you know, unnerving and maybe annoying for some people, going, that's not Jesus. Well, I can tell you straight that if that crossed your mind today, you want to take that to the Lord, because it was the Lord, and it is Holy Spirit. Even that wild laughing, all of that, I'm saying take it to the Lord and get from the Lord what he says, not what we're comfortable with, because it was a little bit tough for some, I think, today. Because the Lord is the Lord. He knows what we need to shake us up. He's shaking anything that can be shaken. So, Father, we just thank you today for this beautiful worship, for Pastor Jose's amazing delivery to us in the Spirit. And, Lord, we are determined to listen to you, to sit with you, to hear from you, to change when you're showing us new things. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're seeing for this ministry, for each one individually and our families as well, and how we come together as in the team approach. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for showing us that you had a different plan other than sharing about Ghana today. And thank you, Father, that we're hearing you and believing and tracking with that. So we just give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you and bless Pastor Jose as he heads back to Mozambique tomorrow and all of the ministries that he's overseeing. And may things go well with you and for you and for your family, beautiful friend. And give the rest of our love to the rest of your family, the Novella family. And we're with you. And Lord willing, we will all be together in February as well. So thank you so much for supporting and for hearing what the Holy Spirit wanted to give us. Because I know that you are no respecter of persons and that you will speak what he tells you to speak, whether we like it or not. So we bless you and we say more for you in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, if you care to go up here and see if there's anything you'd like to support, and you can tell Andy what that would be. And I think we have already purchased all of the uniforms, so anything that you want to donate, you could talk to Andy for the cost and the price, and Ashley as well, and anything else. And then we will send that to Pastor Jose at some point. God bless you all. See you soon. And if there's any message about Gift of Christmas.
Are we off? Okay. So.